The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 535. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Now, this edition has got quite a backstory to it, to be honest with you. I had a cancellation on me for a guest at the 11th hour. And I was sitting here fretting what I was going to do. I was trying to see if I could pull something from the archives or maybe find somebody last minute. And then it dawned on me that I already had some guys that would love to come on and talk about their particular project that they are working on. And of course, I'm talking about my good friends, Jason and Justin from the Three Geeks podcast. They have some awesome news to talk about with their particular brand. They have reached a level of excellence that I think needs to be discussed. And so Jason and Justin are coming on the show. They're going to talk about the fact that they have reached the benchmark of 10,000 subscribers to their YouTube channel. And they've also managed to make it to level one in monetization with YouTube. So that's something that we're going to talk all about, like what those things mean, how they achieved it. We'll talk a little bit about some of their background in podcasting. You know how it is when you get together with some friends of yours. I'm no different. We have a great time. We talk about not only those topics I mentioned, but we kind of veer off and talk about a few other things. Speaking of which, I do need to let folks know that there has been a change in the PVD Cast live broadcast that happens through the Facebook page. And that Facebook page handle is at PVD Cast. The live broadcast for many, many years has been going on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. Going to move it back time-wise. I'm going to start airing those particular live broadcasts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply because I was getting a lot of guests who were like, can we record on Wednesday? Well, that puts me in a bind because I have to make sure that I have that conversation done, recorded before the live broadcast. And it was just becoming a pain in the neck. So I decided, simple fix, just move it back 1 hour. So from here on out, starting this Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is when you can hear the live broadcast. All right, with that being said, before we get to talking to Jason and Justin, just want to thank one more time our newest sponsor of the PVD Cast, Courtney 614 Deals. If you need great deals on women's fashion, health and beauty, or a myriad of other products, all you have to do is look for Courtney 614. You can find Courtney on all those reselling sites like Whatnot, eBay, Poshmark, etc., etc. Simply just look for Courtney, spelled C-O-R-T-N-E-Y, 614, or Courtney, same spelling, underscore 614, to find some of those fabulous deals. And if you pick anything up from her, just let her know that you heard about her endeavors right here on the PVD Cast. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Jason and Justin from the Three Geeks podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this evening I'm sitting down with two individuals who have been on the PVD Cast many times, copious amounts of time in its history. Two of the great three geeks Of course, I'm talking about Jason and Justin joining me because they got some news to talk about. But first of all, Jason, how you doing this evening?
I am good, John. I am so glad that your previous guest canceled last night and you got stuck with Justin and I.
Hey, that's true. I can't sit no, there and say, I mean, I can't like try to like make it, you know, sound more efficient or whatever, but no, it's true.
I guess if you want to come on tomorrow and talk about your subscribers, that would be fine. I don't have anybody else to talk to. And I'm like, well, I'm going to bring Justin with me and whoever else. And he's like, that's fine. Whatever.
Well, Justin, very short and shut up,
folks. I'm doing great, man. I'm living the best life. We can hang up now. We hit the three geeks hit a thing. Let's go. Let's do it. Happy episode, everybody. Merry Christmas.
All right, well, let's let everybody know. You have a pretty big monumental accomplishment that Three Geeks have made. You want to tell folks all about it?
Yeah, I woke up this morning stretched and didn't pull a muscle. So that is just something that we came on here to celebrate. It's so cool because it's the first time it's happened in like 10 years.
He still shit himself, though, unfortunately.
Very sad. I got those adult diapers now, Justin, so it doesn't make as big of a mess. But,
well, back, it's fine.
Well, that's not what I was expecting you to go with. I was expecting either, with you.
Surprise every time.
Anyways, that's not the one I thought you were going to talk about. I thought you were going to talk about some other monumental success that the podcast has had.
No, we hit 10,000 subscribers a couple days ago. We hit phase one on YouTube, which means we can now have people join us and become members of our channel, which is super exciting. And then it's a lot. A lot has happened in the last like 3 days. Today has been an amazing day email-wise. I don't want to talk about everything, but let's just say we reached out to some local venues that we're working on maybe getting some PR stuff to do with them, which will be super dope. And John, you will be involved with that, I'm sure.
Oh, cool. Okay.
To some capacity. But no, it's really cool, man. And we're at the point now that people are starting to reach out to us for interviews, which is really cool. I mean, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, Cyber something, I can't remember, sorry. They reached out to us to interview their director, and I am very excited because Danny Roebuck is in that movie as well.
Oh.
And I love the Killer Tomatoes franchise. So to have them email us, it's just, dude, every day I wake up and I'm just feel blessed.
Okay, can you go back for a minute? Because I want a further explanation. You said that it allows people to join you. What does that mean exactly?
It's memberships. So like, if you want to give us money to be a member on YouTube, we can do that now. Or you want to send, like, if we're in a live stream and you want to send a donation, that unlocks that as well now. So like, if you're in the stream and you're like, hey, I want to give them $2, you can do that.
Okay.
Which we are having a meeting next week, and we're going to come up with fun things that if you do like send us a couple bucks during the live stream, it will do something within the show that, you know, we're going to find ways to make it interactive. And then we've got some new shows coming.
Wait, you were saying you have some other things that are happening, Jason?
We have some other shows. I guess we could kind of talk about them. I've been talking about like the Power Ranger recap show, kind of like Matt Talk but with Power Rangers. I want to do that with somebody who hasn't seen Power Rangers before. So I'm thinking about maybe seeing if Angel wants to do it with me. If not, then maybe Big and John to do it with me. Cause I don't think you've seen Power Rangers.
No, Power Rangers is past my era.
Or bringing a guest on occasionally that hasn't seen the show. Cause I think that'd be fun. And then Destiny and I have been talking about a Disney show, which we're going to kick off with Snow White very soon.
So that Disney show, is that going to be you taking a look at the various different like movies and then critiquing them like we do on Matt Talk?
Yeah, I think we're going to go in order, and I think we're going to do the band movies.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, mainly because I have Song of the South and I kind of want to watch it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but with Song of the South, is it on Disney Plus or do you have to have physical copy of it?
You have to have a copy that you acquire from a very nice gentleman that goes to the conventions.
It's not a diss. It's not even Prime Disney property.
Okay. All right. You know, something along the same lines, I actually watched, and this is a little bit of trivia. The other day, I just was looking for, well, because I didn't have, as I have mentioned in my social medias, I hadn't had internet since like Sunday night. Sunday night, it crapped out on me. And Monday, called Spectrum. They said it'll be a day. We can get out there Tuesday. Fine. Cool. Whatever. So thankfully, I have physical media, and I know that we're all big fans of physical media here at the PVD cast and Three Geeks. I watched something I had on disc that a buddy gave me. It was Midnight Cowboy. I don't know if you guys have are familiar with that movie. Dustin Hoffman, John Voight, tale about, it's like a buddy movie, but it's also the first movie to win an Academy Award that got an original X rating for it originally. It was interesting. I'll be honest. Dustin Hoffman was great in it, and that's the only good thing I could say about the movie. I mean, hot take Orlando. Probably
amazing.
True.
Probably wonderful.
To go on your shelf. Is it on your shelf that John hates?
Is it on your shelf of hate?
Hate.
It is not on my. It is not. No, it's on the spindle of movies watched. That's what it is.
Man, that's worse than the shelf of hate. Indifference is worse than hate.
Yeah, it doesn't even get put back in the case. It gets put on a spender.
I want you to feel emotion when you think about that film.
I don't know what to do. I'm not going to try to defend myself.
We're on spiraling, this one. John. It's great.
I'm just going to leave it be. We'll just say that, anyways, Midnight Cowboy, not worth the hype. But what was worth the hype, though? The Great Dictator. That was not a bad. It's a Charlie Chaplin film. It's his first talkie. It's about.
He had a great speech in that, right? Sorry, I'm
talking. Yes, over you. Yes, he does. The end is like this giant speech. As he is playing a character that's supposedly Hitler. They call him a different name, but it's Hitler, you know. And he's kind of foppish and silly and there's another guy that looks like him. That happens to be a Jewish barber, and it comes together in like a very slapsticky way, typical Chaplin. You know what I mean?
I like how John takes. I mean, my favorite Chaplin movie is The Kid, but I like how John takes arguably Charlie Chaplin's greatest movie according to a lot of people, and he's like, it's okay. It was a good movie. It's fine.
Here was the problem, and I talked to my buddy, my film buff buddy, today about it, and he agreed with me. It's 2 hours on the nose. It needs to be 90 minutes. He said there was a lot of padding out that needed to be cut out of that because, of course, he also believes, like I do, that comedy should be around that 90-minute mark. You get up around a two-hour comedy, that's pushing it a little bit, in my opinion.
Judd Apatow fan, John?
Judd Apatow,
he's over 2 hour comedy.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, so let's get back on track. Boy, folks, this is going to be a long episode for some of you. Anyways, let's talk about monetization. Are you, you did say you are close to getting that checked off the list, so to speak, is that I'll be monetized.
We're phase one complete. We're close to phase two complete, which phase two is the last phase, and yeah, we'll hit it. We're gonna hit it. I'm telling you, we're gonna hit it by August 1st. No, September 1st. Sorry, August? I keep forgetting we're in July.
We're not hitting it by August, yeah.
September for sure.
For folks that don't know, there's two phases of monetization on YouTube. All of them are gated by your view count and your watch time. We had plenty of views and plenty of subscribers. Subscribers is also a count. A gate. But we were working on our watch time. That's what really held us back. But there's two. Phase one is just memberships and those super likes and super chats that allow you to get money while you're live streaming, as well as starting to have memberships. And then to Jason's point, okay, thank
you. Companies can send us sponsorship opportunities.
I was a little more of that.
Cool. Phase one.
Okay. And then phase two is that full blown, like we get ad revenue from ads playing on our.
Okay, cool deal. What would be your dream company to send you money? Like, would it be Nike or Netgear, or what would you do? What would be the coolest company to want to fund the Three Geeks podcast?
That's a Justin question.
Well, I think for our audience, I think getting Lucasfilm, like something to do with Lucasfilm would be really fun. Or like a special effects studio, like some type of big, like, I don't know, man. I really want us in a video game or a movie. That'd be really fun to just work, be on set, do something like that. But what would fit us? Because like gamer subs would be on the nose for like streaming and stuff, but that doesn't really fit us. But we will take your money though, gamer subs, if you ever listen. what else would there be?
We will not there turn down free cash.
Yeah, free lunches, no way. But what else would there be? I mean, honestly, like, any of the big streamers would be cool. Like, we're already talking to them, but it'd be cool to, like, get those relationships to the next level in terms of, like, engagement and some type of money, some type of additional deals, some type of whatever. And really, I think it would be cool for us is, like, start doing, like, carpeted stuff. We don't have to do the big shows, but, like, years ago, we got invited to, what was it? Oh, Jason, remind me. It was in Cleveland. It was that one red carpet thing for or the premiere for Harley Quinn, that whole Suicide Squad, right? Didn't we have a we almost got set up for that, I thought. I think something fell through with it.
We got invited to watch Randy Edelman play before too.
Yeah, that's because we built a good relationship with him though. That's just us being homies while we were interviewing.
Which is becoming more of a trend. People we've interviewed are interacting with us on Instagram and stuff too now, which has been really cool. Word of mouth about the podcast is what's got me so wow is because we are getting referrals from people that have been on the show.
It just, everyone's having a good time. That's all I care about. Like we've been doing it for, I've been doing it 6-7 years. Jason's been doing 10 plus, like, At this point, we're just doing it for the fun of it, right? Like, if we thought we were going to make a living off of this thing, we would have stopped years ago. So just anything helps, and it's way more fun when people are excited about it.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of my personal goals for the podcast are getting realized. Obviously, money and monetization and making a little bit of money would be nice, so me and Justin can break even, maybe even come out ahead. But, getting the screeners has been one of my goals in life. Mm-hmm. I just got an email from Lionsgate asking for my address because they're going to start sending me review copies of films.
Wow.
Yeah. And, like, we got a good relationship with, a few people over at Netflix and stuff who send us the screeners. So, I mean, it's all about that, just getting to know people and interacting. And we have a rule when we're booking people. No matter who we get, like, we could interview George Lucas tomorrow. No matter what, we never stop talking to the indie. So anybody can reach out to us. We are going to talk to you because we like just talking. It's fun.
We've talked to the whole gambit of humans, and it is a lot of fun.
Humans? What about the aliens? Have you talked to them, Justin?
We met some clairvoyants. That was fun. I'm pretty sure we talked to ghosts. Some psychics. We've interviewed psychics. Those probably haven't made it to the actual cast, so don't go looking for that in our backlog of YouTube stuff.
No.
Sorry, brother. I'm not sure you made it on the channel.
Artie Hoffman's on the channel. John and I's guy is not on the channel.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Gotta cut this out.
No, we'll leave it in. That's fine.
You guys can go check it out. It's a fun interview. Justin and I fall asleep in the middle. It's fine.
That's okay. Over 4th of July, over my buddy's house, we were celebrating, the 4th of July, and he was asking me how the shows are going on the PVD cast, and he said, I know a guy that you should talk to, and I said, Ran, the last time you said that to me, I got saddled with a literal, I'm not making this up, the interview went 2.5 hours. The guy, my guest just wouldn't stop, wouldn't let me wrap things up. He just continued to go on and on, and it ended up being not a very good episode because I had to edit so much because I was like, I'm not putting 2.5 hours
Why not?
Of this in here.
Justin will do a 3-hour interview. We drop it.
Yeah, I would. And I will. Talk to me for 3 hours, somebody. Please, anyway.
Justin loves it, man. He's. I think your personal record is, I think you made it to 3 hours, right? Tommy Chong was the most at like 240, but I thought you topped it.
Well, that was a highlight of my year. Just listening to Tommy Chong. I mean, God love him. He told the same story for the first 45 minutes. Like, I love the man. But I remember we interviewed him the first time, and the second time he came on, I could almost play back, play for play. It was the same story, and it was incredible. But yes, I think we hit 3 hours because he was super chill, and he was awesome, and I would love for him to crash our party however often he wants to.
Yeah, the first time we interviewed Tommy Chong, he was 45 minutes late because he went to the wrong podcast.
And he talked with them for 45 minutes. It was incredible.
He's like, I clicked the link and I talked to the guys from yesterday to get in today. And they were there.
Which crazy is they were there still.
Well, a lot of podcasters, they use the same link.
And they were probably just hanging out waiting for somebody else to pop in, and it's Tommy that just happened to show up.
Could you imagine just a random actor just like popping in for an interview, then Tommy Chong just hanging out?
Yeah, like if dope. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, if you had somebody like, I don't know, I randomly picked somebody like Anna Taylor-Joy just pops up all of a sudden in one of your screens, you're like, oh, hello.
Maybe I go my next 2 hours if she has time, like I'm down to talk, like we're gonna talk now. Yeah.
Hey, well, speaking of the Three Geeks, you know, I don't know how many of my listeners are aware of the fact that you've added some help, so to speak. You've added some members to the crew. Do you want to talk about that experience, Jason or Justin?
We have. And Destiny has been a godsend. Destiny, Jamie, and Angel. Angel and Jamie also have been a godsend. But, like, Destiny, Justin, and I, we've really, like, hit the ground running last January, and just she's kept us on schedule. She's gotten us organized as far as interviews go. She's keeping up with them because it's too much to do when you have a day job. And while she does have a day job, she's a writer and stuff, she's more flexible during the day than Justin and I are. So she's also been able to do the press lines, which we can't do because we try really hard to go. And Justin and I, we do get disappointed when we can't make it, and we've tried to be there. But it's nice that we do have somebody that can pick that up and run with it.
And it does such a good job, right? When she does the interviews and stuff, she crushes it. Those press line people love her. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it just works out, again, to that goodwill of the podcast, hopefully.
Cool deal. So I'm going to throw it out there. What are future plans, besides what we've talked about so far? What's some future plans for the podcast?
More conventions, more shows, God forbid, more interviews. We've kind of slowed down for interviews this month because we got, our big convention coming up, Christmas in a small town. So we're all going to be out of town for that. And I don't want to, poor Max. Could you imagine us putting a whole schedule on Max for a week? So we're going to be doing that. And
Max will just drop into other podcasts, just like Tommy Chong.
Yeah, Tommy Chong. Yeah, that'd be good.
But yeah, no, more shows, more interviews, more writing. I'm trying to do more writing. It's just, it's a lot, and it's a matter of getting caught up. And yes, maybe eventually get more people, but we've got some other things we got to figure out first. And just the grind, man. I'm sure in September we're going to be celebrating the full partnership with YouTube, which is dope.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Congratulations, guys, on that. Seriously, that's you've been working hard. You've been working hard for the last year.
Last year and a half has been the
year
hardest.
Year and a half. Okay.
Well, and I'll tell you what, to folks listening, if you ever decide to do like a YouTube channel stuff, getting that first 1,000 was the hardest. It was the absolute hardest. Once we got past that, I would argue that we've gotten consistent growth through a lot of different reasons, but like, I don't know, Jason, keep me honest, but I think if you hit it past that 1,000, like, it's just easier. It just is. I don't know.
It's crazy to think. Justin and I went to Monaco in 2024, and we went to Monaco with 700 subscribers, and now we're at 10,050 today. Like all that growth is within that short amount of time. So yeah, hitting that 1,000 was off to the races. And you know, going out, promoting yourself, doing conventions, jumping online, social media, Angel helping me with social media has also been a huge
help. Lot of good stuff happened. Yeah.
Cool deal. So I guess let's do a little bit, just a few minutes of our backstory, if you will. So Jason, I believe that you have given a lot of the credit for being a podcaster to one Howard Stern. Is that correct?
Yeah. Stern. Stern is the one who got me doing like being more myself when I'm doing the microphone stuff, which really comes out. And sometimes it gives Justin heartburn when Max and I are fully ourselves on air. But that's kind of where I got that from. And I'm very honest on air as well. That definitely comes from that, for sure. And then other podcasters, of course. Big fan of Kevin Smith and various ones throughout the years.
Oh, come on.
Fan of John Orlando.
You're forgetting what went wrong.
Yeah, that's a new one, man. That one's so good.
Got to give props to Chris and Lizzie for their outstanding podcast. Check your inbox. I sent an email a while ago. But anyways, Justin, how about you? What was the catalyst for you getting involved in this biz?
Comic books, the monthly pull. We were doing, like, before I helped with the main podcast, Max, Dakota and I, folks remember Dakota, he's been on the podcast a couple times, had a comic book podcast, and it was just something we putzed around with. I was just reading a bunch of comics anyway, so it was just fun. And eventually I started coming to the live shows and going to Jason's basement. And I never left. That's why I have a hot dog in my background. I'm still in that basement. They sold that house. I'm still there.
Jason's basement became Max's basement.
Yeah. But it was just fun. I mean, it's fun to hang out with your buddies. It's fun to just record stuff. And I genuinely like interviewing everybody. Like, it's just fun. As long as I don't have a certain person in mind, but like, if the energy's right, I love talking for, I'll do an hour and a half if we're having a good time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I get a lot of joy out of talking to people when that chemistry is there in terms of the conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that Justin's easy to edit, because you think an hour and 45 to 3 hour interview would be like just the worst thing in the world to edit. But no, Justin doesn't have like the awkward pauses, and there's not any glitches. And if there is, there's very few.
Oh, I'm asking you questions the whole time. Yeah. No. It's fun. What about you, John? What's the future for your PVD cast? Your listeners are dying to know.
I have started to see a lot of growth through Facebook and through my website. Not so much Lisbon, Libsyn, excuse me. I got to figure Lisbon, that out. Maybe that's why. So I'm on Lisbon, not on Libsyn.
Portugal.
But no, I'm happy with it. Look, I think Justin hit the nail on the head. Man, if I was doing this for money, I would have quit a long time ago. You're doing it for the love of the game. I agree with Justin. I too have been blessed to be picked up as a wrestling expert on another podcast, the Pop Culture Cosmos. So being able to talk wrestling once a month, you know, with the host of the show, Gerald, that's been really cool, because Gerald's got himself a pretty cool setup where not only does he emanate the show from, you know, every other podcast outlet, but he also has radio slots where the Pop Culture Cosmos airs on local radio, which is cool. I mean, you know, I know local radio is not maybe the powerhouse it once was, but that's still pretty darn cool if you ask me.
That's very cool. I know you're on your spiel about PVDcast, but that is something I've always wanted us to try to get into, is radio. I think we got, Jason's got an ear for radio, and I don't want to be on camera. That's going to be great.
That's right now. I'm happy with the way things are going with the PVDcast, and I have those same goals that you guys have. You know, you guys have been knocking it out of the park. And so, you know, causing some of us to have to step up now.
Well, John, we consider you one of us. I mean, you're going to be in the intro of our new podcast intro for the conversations because you do some interviews for us sometimes.
Yeah.
You pitch it.
Hey, whenever. I'll tell you this. I as much as you guys always love my preparedness, I threw together a bunch of stuff for an interview I filled in for, or conversation, excuse me, that I filled in for a couple of days ago and totally didn't know that this person was a big wrestling fan. I never found that information in my research, but a big time wrestling fan. So it was cool to talk to him about the world of pro wrestling and his favorite wrestlers. And he even trained to be a wrestler for a while. So we chatted about that. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, I always, and I don't know if I told you this, Jason, or not, but I was, when you sent out the group message about needing somebody to fill in, I was like, just ready to send you like, hey, if you need somebody, and you can't find anybody else, I'll do it. And you beat me to it. You were like, can you do it? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. That's the cool thing about this little group that we have here. You know, even including, you know, Mike McGee, who puts out some awesome stuff. We got to share some love with Mike because his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle projects. I like those projects. Those are fun. I this last one, I was really like, kind of like being antsy like a kid on Christmas morning. Like, when's it going to come out? When's it going to come out? When's it going to come out? So,
yeah.
I think if I may be so bold, I think we have a good thing going here.
We do, John.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, let's not drag this along any longer here. Let's start wrapping things up, if you will. You guys got anything else you want to say real quick to the listeners, to the viewers, et cetera, et cetera?
3geekspodcast.com. Hit us up. Let us know who you'd like to see.
Yeah, and join our podcast if you want to listen to something longer than 20 minutes. As John hates long conversations. I was ready to go for over 50 minutes, and he's just like, no. Like, he texted me and said, Judson, shut up. That's what he said.
And then I put down my rating.
Well, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, John is going to wrap up the podcast.
Oh, shoot. See everybody.
Stay righteous. Stay independent. Stay safe.
Okay, good. Bravo. I give you an A for that. Bravo. Bravo. And you know what?
See, I actually listen to the PVD cast, unlike John, who doesn't listen to Three Geeks.
Oh, now.
I would say it's not true. It's okay.
I have so many others to listen to.
What kind of horse shit?
I knew that would get somebody, you.
Yeah, John's funny. Like, I read funny. About it in the chat.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Jason and Justin from the Three Geeks podcast, talking about their latest success that they've had. And I got to be honest with you, I'm happy for those dudes. I'm proud of those guys. They've worked their tails off. And when I say guys, I mean, of course, the ladies as well, Jamie and Destiny, and of course, Angel as well. But they've all hustled and worked so hard. It's great to see them reach some level of success. And hey, if you're not listening, you need to make sure that you are listening. All right. You know where to find them. 3geekspodcast.com. They got links to all their outlets. So definitely check them out if you will. Now, maybe you have a couple of questions about this episode or any episode for that matter, and you want to get in touch with me. Let me tell you how you can do that. First, you can do that by dropping me a line if you would like, through either the Facebook, Instagram, or Threads accounts, and those are all under the handle of @PVDcast. You can still find me on Twitter, @PVDMVP is my Twitter handle. And of course, if you want to be old school like me, you can drop me an email, johnorlando@PVDcast.com. Maybe there's a few of you out there that are saying, hey, where can I tell folks to check out the PVDcast? And it's real simple, very simple. PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and probably the best place to get every single new episode, but it's also available through those major podcasting outlets and apps. All you have to do is go into your favorite outlet or app, put in PVDcast in the search engine. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And while we're talking about those outlets and apps, if you are indeed listening through one of them, please rate and review. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm. Another way that you can hear the show is, of course, through listening through your favorite podcast outlet or app. All you have to do is you have to find your podcasting outlet or app's search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And while you're there, I have a request for you, and that is to simply rate and review, because rating and reviewing pushes me up in the algorithm, and it allows those fine titans of podcasting to know that you are listening. But of course, there's a third way that you can listen to the PVDcast every single week, and that is through a live broadcast on the Facebook page at PVDcast that happens every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As you heard at the beginning of this episode, that I'm moving back the start time of those live broadcasts so I can accommodate more guests. So again, nothing big. It just moves up an hour. Moves back an hour. So 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will be the new start time for that. So there you go. Three easy ways to catch the show. PVDcast.com, through your favorite podcasting outlet or app, or through the Facebook page, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you once again for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2026.